On this episode of Dis Journey, Remy and the rest of the crew let the audience know what is going on at the theme parks. So, don't go anywhere and enjoy this episode of Dis Journey on Remy's Roundtable, right here on Spotify.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Guys, you are listening to Dis Journey on Remy's Roundtable. This is our Tuesday night episode. You guys can check out all of our programming right there on Spotify. Guys, we have a great program for you guys tonight. You do not want to miss out all these theme park updates. You guys can check us out live on the Dis His 65 Twitch channel. You guys can see all of our beautiful faces. And guys, you guys are in for a run for tonight. So, welcome everybody. My name is Remy, and with me, as always, is my dangerous co-host, Joe.
Hey, what's up?
We got Alex joining us tonight.
Hey, how's it going?
And from the No New Friends podcast, we have Scott and Chris joining us tonight.
Getting a little car sick watching this racing game.
My wife left me.
Oh,
this is not a racing game, by the way. This is like
you're in a car.
So, yeah, but we're playing soccer. She's
playing soccer.
It's soccer.
Soccer.
So, I mean, Rocket League is actually a fun game to play, guys. If you guys do not have it, download it on your Xbox, PlayStation device.
They're actually a sponsor of the podcast.
I hope so.
Potentially.
Yeah,
reportedly.
Potentially. Allegedly. Maybe. Hopefully. But yeah, Rocket League's a fun game. Do you guys play basketball, hockey, or strictly soccer and Rocket League?
Soccer.
I used to play soccer. A lot of video games, but then I started getting laid. And just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He doesn't get laid.
Yeah, I don't get laid. Oh my god.
I can't stop laughing anymore. This is like radio right here.
Remy, you have no. We just got finished recording Thursday's episode of the No New Friends podcast, and my sides hurt from laughing so hard.
It was a good one.
We're on a roll tonight. So this.
What was it about?
Remy is key.
Crop dusting and a new form of currency.
Yeah, new form of currency, crop dusting, and ocean fish.
Ocean fish.
And your episode that you just released. Not too long ago, you guys was opening up a mystery box?
Yeah, actually I did. I ordered a mystery box on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh gosh.
All right, Chris, dude, you have to tell us, what did you get in this mystery box, man?
So, Remy, the idea of a mystery box always fascinated me, and I kept seeing them on Facebook Marketplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were a little too pricey for me, because I wasn't paying $10 or $15, or even $20 for that matter, for something that I just didn't know what I was getting. So I saw one for $5 and I thought, wow, I'm all in on this. I ordered it. It gets here and it was a pocket light and a knockoff Keep America Great Again hat.
Whoa.
It wasn't even a cool hat.
Now?
No, that was the only one I ordered.
Okay, I
did not order again.
Okay.
That is
I was not
crazy.
A repeat customer.
Yeah, because I saw, like, I keep seeing these, you know, mystery boxes on Amazon for like $20, $50 to $100, but I never knew you can get a mystery box for $5.
Yeah, unless you want a 2020 campaign hat.
Yeah, I had a better idea for the episode title, like the mysterious unfinished episode, or, you know, full of mystery or something like that, because if you notice, most of our episodes are between 45 and 55 minutes long.
Right.
And this episode was 24 minutes long. And there's a specific reason for that. And we're not at the point where we're ready to reveal that reason yet.
Okay.
But let's just say if I ever do get to release the audio of why that episode was so short, it'll be extremely entertaining.
Scott had explosive diarrhea.
Yeah. Well, I'll, when we're not streaming on Twitch or recording, I'll tell you guys.
So I want to say that a certain show actually had to be had to cancel for a little bit because of exploding diarrhea.
That was your last podcast, right? Yeah.
Remy, I heard about this. I actually know what you're going to talk about.
Really?
Yes. This is a true story. It's mm-hmm. And I'll let Remy tell you the exact show, but it's an NBC show.
Competitive.
That, like, it's an extreme competition.
Yeah. Oh, it was a real show. Really?
Yes,
real
it's
show,
an extreme yeah. competition type show that NBC is working on, and they had to shut down. Because, so, Remy, it's your show. I'll let you.
No, no, Scott. I mean, you can chime in as much as you want, man. But I can't remember the name of the show. But all I read the headline was explosive diarrhea.
Okay, so it's an extreme slip and slide competition.
Oh my god!
They have this adult, you know, it kind of like the way that I imagine it when I heard this story is kind of like Wipeout, American Gladiator yeah. type thing, but with a big slip and slide. And I guess
someone wiped out.
Well, yeah. I guess the water tested positive for like some, you know, bacterial thing that was making everybody sick.
Oh, really?
That's why they shut down River Country.
Jeez.
Was the show about River Country?
Yeah, it was filmed at River Country back in 2010. No, it wasn't filmed at River Country, but yeah, NBC is putting out this new show. It's this extreme slip and slide thing, and the water tested positive for some sort of bacteria or whatever. And I mean, people were like, could you imagine that? Like, only one or two porta potties for the entire crew, and like 38 people are in
line. I want to know who's pitching these show ideas. It's kind of like, okay, listen, we're these big, like, NBC, like, executives.
I was thinking the same thing.
Who?
Some stoner.
I know, right? Okay, guys, let's go ahead and get, like, a show.
No, well, you know what it is? Come on. 80s nostalgia is so big right now because of Stranger Things. And I think that everybody's looking for what's that 80s thing that's going to put us on the map. And NBC, other than theme parks, are morons. And they said, oh, let's do Slip and Slide. That'd be
cool. Yeah, I know.
Extreme slinky competition? Do you get just a really big, really big staircase?
Have you guys watched The Circle on Netflix?
Emily watched
no.
it.
No,
yeah,
that's the movie with Tom Hanks.
No, what movie?
Apparently not.
What movie?
That's a wrong
gonna,
movie.
Talking about Saving Private Ryan?
That's Castaway.
No, Tom Hanks and Emma Watson. Wasn't it The Circle
Whoa.
Or The Red Circle?
Talking about Beauty
Emma
and the
Watson.
Beast.
No.
Yeah, what is it?
Tom Hanks wasn't in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
No. He's talking about the Terminal.
Which Die Hard was
that? That was real close. The one with the Terminal, Die Hard 2. Where they have the red clips are real bullets and the blue clips are blanks.
Is this real? Is this a is this
and
a
the
movie
blanks
fact?
Killed Jackie Chan.
Too soon.
Bruce Lee.
Not Bruce Lee, man. You're talking about The Crow. What's his name?
Oh, no,
Bruce Lee.
Bruce
Brandon.
Son.
No, Brandon's son.
Randomly. They both died the same way.
Yeah.
So
they both.
So there, Joe.
So guys, I know
we just did 6 degrees of like movies. We went from The Circle to Terminal to Harry Potter.
Castaway.
Hey, The Crow's a great movie, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Good.
Okay. So I've been watching this show recently. It's a good Paul Giamatti show on Showtime.
Oh,
I saw
yeah.
that. I saw that you were watching that, and it keeps showing up on my Amazon.
Billions. I never got hooked on it, but I'm such a huge Paul Giamatti fan, and I'm like,
this show is
pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
What's the general premise of it? No spoilers.
Let's just say that Paul Giamatti character, he works for the SEC, and he's trying to shut down
like the Southeastern Conference, like the Gators and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, he's taking over, you know, the NCAA. So yeah, but his character is
here for the NCAA.
Well, the SEC, you know. Oh, you're talking about like the Stock Exchange Commission.
Yes, the Stock Exchange Commission. So. He's trying to take down a certain.
Trying to take down Nick Saban.
So it's like Wolf of Wall Street, kind of, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly like that, except Paul Giamatti's character is trying to take down this certain character in the show, and he's like, buying like tons of shit out of nowhere because he's a playboy. He's a, you know, the billionaire. He's like the next Bruce Wayne. So,
and that's the guy from the first three seasons of Homeland, right?
Yes, it is that same guy.
Gotcha.
And man, I mean, this show has great writing. And one of my, if I can go onto my Facebook real quick, I want to see what, because there's a quote that I really enjoyed, and I'm gonna say it to you guys on air, but I mean the show to me is, do billionaires actually do this? Like, they do, like,
yes.
they buy stocks and they buy, you know, like as much as they can to fuck the economy over for no apparent reason.
Yeah, I think so. I think they for sure do, and I think they're doing it right now with, like, you know, now with apps like Robinhood and Webull and all these different apps, it's a lot easier for them to do it. And I don't think they're doing it really to mess around with the economy, but I think they're doing it to teach people lessons.
Alex,
right?
Is doing the same thing with Dogecoin.
Oh,
did you just call it Dogecoin?
Dogecoin.
It's called. You know what's called Dogecoin? Everybody mispronounces it saying Doge. It's Dogecoin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's named after Doge, the meme.
I thought it was Dogecoin or
even
whatever.
Elon Musk calls it Dogecoin.
I thought it was Dogecoin.
That's what happens. Like, after this craze is all over, you actually get to buy out, get the coins and throw them at each other, kind of like a dodgeball.
Yeah. Who's winning this game right now? Someone's
we lost
dominating.
That one.
Oh,
we
you
lost.
Guys are on the same team?
Yeah, we're on the same team.
Okay,
we're on
the same
team. We won the last two, though.
That was the best game that I've ever lost.
Who are you playing against?
Playing kids.
Random people.
Random.
Some
random kids.
Yeah, so if you want to go ahead and watch us stream games, you can check out Twitch, DizHiz, and you can watch us stream when we are recording the show.
That's right. So, guys, I found the quote from Billions, and I really like it because the guy...
If you have any kids, put them in the other room because Rem's
right.
about to... Drop
yep.
an F-bomb.
Yeah, actually a couple of times, yes. But the quote is pretty cool. It says this: what's the point of having fuck you money if you never say fuck you?
Oh, I like that. That's very relatable. If I had money.
Why do you like it, Remy?
Because if I was that rich, I could say...
He's just now allowed to say the word fuck.
No, I mean...
First time ever.
It's pretty much saying, oh, here is my black platinum American Express card. I can say fuck you every time I make a purchase of a...
Very humble.
For a car. So
yeah, I know,
hey,
man.
Fuck you. So...
If I had that much money, I just want people to leave me alone.
Man, if I had that money, I'm like, all right, guys, I'm gonna close down Disney for a day. I'm gonna close Universal for a day, and I'm gonna invite all my buddies together. And guys, we can have whatever you want at Universal. I'm buying, so here you go. So.
Oh wow!
Four people.
Wow.
At Disney.
And they're telling all the cast members F you.
But pretty much, I'm gonna have a sign that says, if you say fuck you in your customer service voice, I'll give you $100. So.
Why?
I want to see. No,
some,
I just want to see.
You have some strange fantasies.
I just want to.
I know
see
you're
it.
So. You're angry, Remy.
I want to read your diary, Remy.
The Remy diary. No, you did not want to see that crap.
Just be careful of the sticky pages, Chris.
Oh.
Those are the pages with the black American Express card right now.
Yeah.
There it is.
Speaking of Disney, I. My son turned 21 last week.
Let's talk about your journey with Epcot with him, man.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a professional drinker. I've been training my entire life to drink around the world. You know, I started drinking around the universe at Universal and just, you know, transferred the training over to Disney. So I went with him and, you know, it's a bunch of 21-year-olds and I am not 21 anymore.
No.
So, and also I knew that we had to record that night. So I wasn't trying to get like kablammered, but we started in Mexico. So clearly I've raised a psychopath and you know, I definitely did not get drunk because I was skipping countries. It wasn't my typical drinking around the world. I was just there, you know, I wanted to go with my son, his first time.
Right.
He wasn't interested. Like, first of all, these are kids. Like, he had one drink and was like feeling it. And I'm like,
there's no way. This is his first time drinking.
No
man. What 20-year-old?
No. It's not his first time drinking, but like, they didn't eat much, so he has a frozen margarita in
avocado.
No, it was, oh my Joe, it was a 45-minute wait just to get into the pavilion.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
I believe
this was
it.
On a weekday, so they didn't have the side entrance open.
Uh huh.
Because like right now,
I just go up the steps in the front.
No, that was where the line was.
Really? That's crazy.
It was insane. But so we get over to Norway, and they had fast passes for, or I'm sorry, they had guest assistance passes or whatever for Frozen. And so we're chugging our drinks and they're all like hammered. And I'm like, this is going to be a really long day if you guys have had one drink and this is how you feel already. My son was just responsible and just, you know, when he was feeling uncomfortable, he stopped drinking.
Right.
One of his other friends did not. Like, he was doubling up in each country. And so we get to that pavilion in between Canada and the UK.
Germany?
Is that the Florida one?
It's like just this, it's just like this back area inside tent where they put, you know, special events and stuff.
Yeah.
The festival pavilion or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So we go in there and one of his friends vomits all over the table.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing.
Yeah, and like I was in the bathroom when this happens, and so I come out and like my son's standing right there. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna stand here for a little bit. I'm like, what's up? He's like, Brady just vomited. And I'm like, well, that sucks. So we're at this other table and this Karen gets up and walks over to the park services guy who's cleaning the table and throws money at the table. And she goes, here, just take it.
What?
Oh, well, that was really nice. That was nice of her. So she goes back to her table and she looks right at our table and she goes, tip him. Fucking tip him. You need to tip him. Yeah. And like, I didn't want a confrontation. So I just went up and gave them, I'm like, look, I know you can't take this and you can refuse three times. And so I'm just going to shove it into your little pocket of your little trash can here where you put your cleaning chemicals and there you go. But like the nerve of this lady, like tip him.
That's weird.
Okay, that's a basic theme park Karen. I mean, I'm sorry, but there are tons at Disney, Universal, and they will do that. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, why was she telling you to tip him? Because you cleaned up the throw up?
Because he cleaned up because he did his job.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, he did his job.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get it. It's terrible. It's awful, but like,
that's not his job.
To
how many people throw up at Disney? I would say very minimum. Food and wine, people are throwing up everywhere.
Yeah,
I disagree. It's not just the alcohol, it's the rides, it's the extreme heat.
I've only seen one person throw up. Well, at least I haven't seen the residual effect of throw up.
Yeah, but Alex, that's because you go to Disney like once a decade because you hate fun.
That's a true statement. He's not very, like, you know, observant of what's going on around.
I am super observant.
So, guys, I actually have witnessed pukish.
I love you, Alex.
Pukish before because when I worked at the Kraken at SeaWorld, we had this lady in the front row. It was her and her family, and they were bugging the crap at me at Loader, saying, "Oh, can we get front row? Can we get front row?" I'm like, "Well, you guys know that there's a."
So I punched them in the stomach, and they threw up.
Yep, pretty much. there's a side.
Hey, how many people do you think throw up on Mission to Mars?
Ooh.
Oh man!
Oh.
Well, they had the puke bags there for you.
That's true.
If their throughput. Typically, a ride, you know, in the theme parks puts through anywhere from 1,700 to 2,400 an hour. So I would say, let's say it's 2,000 an hour. I would say 100 throw up an hour.
Wait, 100? No way. I think that's way too much.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to cut in just for a split second. Do you see who we're playing?
No.
This guy's name is Redbeard.
Oh, look at that.
Alex is here.
Alex, you playing right now?
Yeah,
there you go. There you go. So I'm gonna take a guess. I'm gonna say maybe this guy. It can't be more than 100. I'm gonna say like 80. 80 people.
100, man. That's an hour. That's a lot, man. I feel like maybe like one or two.
I can't
an hour.
Wait for the history.
Say three
of
or four thousand
an hour. Beyond the Diz His podcast.
I wanna interview someone that works in the ride. I'm gonna try to figure it out. I'm gonna try to find out. I'm gonna try to message some people to see if I can find. This information.
Ty, what's your vomit count?
What's
I'm sure Disney
count?
Would love to release that info.
So, back at Kraken, like, we would, you know, see pukish almost every single like close to almost every 3 hours will be puke. Like puke. And this family,
I'm sure, especially when they did the VR thing at Crowd.
That's exactly when it happened too, because we were like, fuck, how many throws do we have now? They're like, oh, there's throw up in the back row, there's throw up in the front row. We had to shut down the ride for 30 minutes to get everything cleaned up, make sure we run the coaster by itself to dry it up, and then ride it and make sure it's okay to go on it. So
I derailed this train talking about vomit. So let's recap. Tonight on my show, we talked about crop dusting and and now we're talking about vomit on Remy's Roundtable this journey. Right. My bad.
It's all good. So, I did go to the grand opening of VelociCoaster.
Did you ride?
No.
I'm waiting for a certain friend to get his annual pass. So we can go on it and do a
Remy's Roundtable. Wait for me, his anal pass?
Yeah, his anal pass, yes.
He's waiting for Mr. Snuffleupagus to get him so that he can ride it.
No, I'm waiting for my buddy Chris to get his annual pass.
I'm not going to get down there for a while, man.
Let's do it.
hate to tell you.
I'm waiting for him to get his annual pass to Universal, so I promise him that we will go on it and we'll do a recording of Remy's Roundtable from Universal and tell everybody.
You should do it from the VelociCoaster.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it from right there. So
perfect, because then people can yell at you like they yelled at me for recording Gringotts.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is that I had such a cool journey going out there during the grand opening, and I personally met Kenan Thompson.
You're what? Get out of here.
Wait, yeah. What is this Kenan Thompson thing?
Yeah, you did not.
Okay.
So
I'm going to show it to you guys after this break, because you're going to be like, oh,
everyone
shit
was doing that.
Yeah, that's probably like the picture thing, right? Because I feel like I've seen multiple people post Instagrams sitting next to him on the ride.
Okay, I wasn't sitting next to him. I was actually standing right next to him because he was recording for the Today Show and actually was in the Today Show. You see a little snippet of me in the Today Show.
Remy's behind thousands of people jumping up going,
did you Tebow it?
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, so for most major rides, when they open, they get the actors that were actually in that movie to come be part of the grand opening.
They were busy.
I don't think it was in that movie, was he?
They were
busy. No, he was not in the movie.
They got Kenan Thompson and Elizabeth Banks. And I'm like,
they were busy, so they got Kenan Thompson.
Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, it was cool, but we all know that Kenan Thompson is one of the ambassadors of Universal Studios. So
we all knew this?
NBC.
We all knew this.
I don't think he's an ambassador for Universal Studios. I think it's more of an NBC Comcast thing.
Oh no, he's a true Universal ambassador. Like, he does.
What, because of Nickelodeon, maybe?
Nickelodeon has nothing to do with Universal anymore.
It doesn't.
All those contracts are done.
I think it's like in the very fine print of the contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he
did. Remy, you've been through the queue of VelociCoaster.
Yes.
Does Chris Pratt show up in the queue video at all? Is he in any of the?
There's a Kenan Thompson.
Can you imagine?
It's just all Kenan Thompson in the entire queue line.
Is it really?
No, I'm just fucking with you, man. Oh. So.
Well, because I have a theory as to why Chris Pratt couldn't be involved in this project, and that's because of his. Because he's in the Guardians franchise.
Right.
And his appearance in the Guardians ride at Hollywood Studios, there would be a problem with the Disney Universal Marvel contract thing. And that's probably why he couldn't appear in a theme park attraction at Universal. That's just my theory.
But back to the Kenan Thompson thing. I mean, he is actually an ambassador of Universal Studios. He's a main guy who does all.
I love about A-list actors. Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, Kenan
he's
Thompson.
The worst. He's the fucking worst.
Oh, all right.
Kenan's the worst. In every Saturday Night Live skit that he's in, he's got this goofy ass grin where it's like he doesn't know how to act.
I like that, man.
It's not. It's. I think it's a nervous tic. Honestly, it's like. it's not like Jimmy Fallon, when Jimmy Fallon would always break character and laugh and ruin the skit.
I was going to say, it worked for Jimmy Fallon.
Terrible. Yeah, but Jimmy Fallon's entertaining and has talent. Kenan Thompson does not.
Oh, yeah, he's only been working since he was like 12.
Well, he's a fantastic writer. He's a fantastic writer, but...
I like Kenan.
I'm
not sure if he can be friends anymore.
He carried all that and Kenan the Thompson. And the Kenan Kel show.
Great, he was fantastic when he was 12.
Damn!
I carried my Little League baseball team, and now I'm unemployed.
All right, guys, let's go and jump into it. It's now time.
We didn't even start.
We weren't into it.
What have we been doing this whole time, man?
Last hour.
We're just talking around, guys. But it's now time for us it's time for us to get into the fun stuff. So, the Lion King. The Lion King was originally started as a project called King of the Jungle.
Oh. Oh, wow. Do you guys see that birthday cake with the Lion King?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yes, I did.
The little girl wanted a cake made, so she had the scene.
I want that cake now.
You get tested.
Wait, Joe, what was it?
So this little girl wanted a birthday cake made, and she picked the scene where Mufasa dies. And the reason why she picked that scene was because she thought it'd be so sad that no one would eat the cake, so she could eat all the cake.
It is priceless. It is priceless.
Brilliant.
I didn't hear that.
It is, man. Someone needs to get that kid a job.
It's right? So funny.
In 1967, the club 33 Restaurant opens at 33 Royal Street in New Orleans Square at Disneyland. It's comprised of two dining rooms and several adjoining areas.
Hold on. What did you say? It's compromised?
Yo, comprised. I am so sorry.
Okay.
It's comprised.
I was waiting. I was like,
Chris, wow. You have a new buddy. You have a new buddy who can't pronounce words. Compilation. It was a compilation.
Yeah. I think he said compromise. I thought it was like the Bourne Identity or something.
Yeah, so it's comprised of two dining rooms and several adjoining areas, all of which hold a wide array of magnificent antiques and original works of art.
Wait, that was funny.
Boy, I'm fucking it up today.
A wide...
That's pretty good.
A wide array.
Array. Yes, I'm sorry. Apparently, I can't read my fucking handwriting tonight.
I'm going to end up having a heart attack tonight when I laugh. Because I'm fat and I'm laughing.
Yeah. Content. Make it happen.
In 2012, Disneyland reports caps off its $1 billion renovation of Disney. Renovation! Renovation!
You're doing it on purpose now.
I sure am.
Oh my god, is that your real laugh?
Okay, alright.
Me and Joe are doing so bad, the other team asked us to forfeit.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Disneyland
Resort. This is the best day ever.
Disneyland report caps off its $1 billion renovation of Disney California Adventure with the public opening of Cars Land and the new Buena Vista Street.
That wasn't nearly as good as you mispronouncing all the names.
I know.
And finally, in 2016, Disney airs a live broadcast of grand opening show of Shanghai Disneyland Park on its Facebook and the Disney TV stations.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, guys, you ready for a birthday game?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right. Whoever knows the answer, just shout your name out.
Okay.
Happy birthday today to from friends. I know somebody on here really hates that
Scott,
show, but
Scott, Courtney Cox, 57.
On the money, 57. There you go.
Wow.
Wow.
That's gross.
All right, Scott, this is for you, sir.
I was gonna go first and say it today.
She's the worst on Friends. I hate her so much. I hate her character. I hate the actress.
All right, you ready, Scott?
Ready.
Happy birthday to Ice Cube today.
Ooh,
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
I'm going to say 61.
Joe?
67.
Alex?
I'm going to say 59.
And Chris?
I was going to say 59. I'll say 58.
Well, yeah, he's 52 years old today.
Whoa! Wow.
Yeah.
No respect. We give him
wow.
no respect.
He's the one on the criminal, the SVU, right? No, that's Ice-T.
That's Ice-T. Wrong rapper.
You know, Scott. They don't.
Happy birthday to Helen Hunt.
Oh.
From Mad About You and Twister.
Twister. I think she's also probably... I'm gonna say 61.
That's exactly what I was going to say. What is up with everyone reading my mind?
All right, Chris.
Because we're looking at the same Google you are.
62.
Alex?
62.
58.
Joe? Oh, on the money, 58 years old. Oh, yeah. Look at that. All right, Alex, happy birthday to this gentleman, which I met him at Epcot.
Mickey Mouse.
Uh-huh.
Figment.
Yes, definitely Figment. But no, he's a great, he's one of the great actors in How I Met Your Mother. He was in all of the Harold and Kumar movies, but I met him at Finding Nemo and Friends at Epcot while he was doing the performance of Candlelight. Happy birthday today to Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, he's a cool guy.
Mr. NPH.
He was a doctor when I was a kid, so I would say.
Yeah.
47.
Scott?
I'm going to say 46.
Joe?
48?
On the money, 48 years old.
All right, he's young.
All right, Joe, happy birthday to this Scientology person.
Oh,
God. Leah
Tom
Remini.
Cruise? Oh, gosh.
Who is it? Leah Remini is not a Scientology person anymore.
Not anymore.
She used to. Like, she used to be, like, full on Scientology.
Yep.
Yes, and we all hate that, right, guys?
I guess so. But how old is Leah Remini today?
51?
On the money,
whoa,
51 years
oh, wow.
old.
I was going to say in Scientology year, she's like 77, I think.
I didn't.
Money.
Wow, she's younger than I thought she was.
Yeah. And finally, guys, happy birthday today to the one, the only, Jim Belushi.
Oh,
Jen,
wow.
Jen Belushi?
Jim. Jim Belushi.
Oh, what happened?
Do we get to go? I get to go first?
Yep.
Yeah, you go first.
I'm going to say, 73?
Didn't he die?
No,
that's John Belushi.
That's John Belushi.
Chris, don't stand in the corner, please.
That's his brother, man. Alex.
69.
Scott.
71.
Chris.
71. 72.
He is 67 years old today.
Ah.
67. And he's a great guy. Like,
do you know him?
Well, my friend does. He actually knows him personally because he's also a great musician, and he still does the the Blues Brothers tribute band with John Goodman every once in a while, and also Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, he joined them on the Weed Strain they have. He became the Jim Belushi part. Or did I say it right? Jim Belushi, yeah. He became the John Belushi part, kind of, when they did the Weed Strain, because he's
Jake,
the one that has the...
Jake Blues.
Yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty cool that one of my good friends, like, he actually met him, and he told me some cool stories about him. I'm like, so, can we try to get him on the podcast or not? And just talk about Blues Brothers for a little bit, and then, you know, riff us off on some shows that he was in. But he goes, oh, no, I can't do that, man. I'm like, why the fuck not, you know? So he goes, maybe. So I'm like, all right, okay. But anyway, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, guys, we are going to do some theme park updates, letting you guys know what is going on here in the beautiful state of Florida and also around the theme park realm. So guys, don't go anywhere. You are listening to Diz Journey on Remy's Roundtable right here on Spotify. Hey guys, it's Remy from Remy's Roundtable. Just want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Pom Poms. You guys can check them out over at 67 North Bumby Avenue, Orlando, Florida, 32803. You guys can go inside and order some food. And if you guys mention Remy's Roundtable, you guys will get a discount of 15% off your meal. So once again, guys, that is Pom Poms. They are located at 67 North Bumby Avenue, Orlando, Florida, 32803. For more information, give them a call at 407-894-80865 for those deliveries and for those pickups on your meal. Just remember, if you guys mention Remy's Roundtable, you will get a 15% off discount off of your meal. You guys want to check out the menu, go to pompomsteahouse.com. And now back to our program.
Better be good.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody, it is time for us to get into, you know, we were listening to A Whole Lot of Love by the one, the only, Led Zeppelin. Of course, Led Zeppelin is a great group to listen to. Why, if you're, you know, on this great summer break, you guys can drink a nice cold beer, get a nice tan somewhere, and put on some Led Zeppelin, you know. But welcome back, everybody. My name is Remy, and with me, as always, is my dangerous co-host, Joe.
Hey, guys.
We got Alex joining us.
How you doing?
From No New Friends Podcast, we got Scott and Chris joining us tonight. Oh, I am so sorry. Scott and Voltron joining us tonight.
Hola, señor. I want my robot name to be Consuela.
Consuela. And of course, guys, from Remy's Roundtable, my dangerous co-host Chris is joining us tonight.
Buenas noches. ¿Cómo están?
Ooh. Now, you can't have two dangerous co-hosts. You can only have one dangerous co-host. So, who is the most dangerous co-host?
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go. Wait. Before we start, hold on.
Scott, it's on.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. Scott, shots fired, man.
He can be more dangerous than me. That's fine.
Yeah, poor Joe's just an innocent bystander.
I don't want to take any kind of thunder from you. I mean, shit, man. You want to be dangerous, that's fine.
Yeah, but you're the original dangerous co-host because you're the real dangerous co-host. We're just here, we're the substitute dangerous co-hosts.
Chris, I'm actually loving your shirt, man. You're supporting the Eagles, baby.
Oh, thank
fly,
you.
Fly, Eagles, fly. That's what's up,
you
man.
You know it.
So...
That makes me throw up right there.
Oh boy. So guys,
he has awful taste in sports teams.
Of course,
I do. I'm not gonna lie, I do.
You know, Voltron, I'm starting to think that Voltron. You're the one with terrible taste. Because you accuse so many people of having terrible taste in everything. Terrible taste.
Scott, you're right. I have really bad
terrible taste in sitcoms. Terrible taste in football teams. I think it's you.
You're right, Scott. I have really bad memories at, you know, championship parades and, you know, season finales of like Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad. All those memories are just really bad.
Pretty much every show is bad, so there you go.
Well, at least Remy's got something good going for him. At least he's wearing an awesome t-shirt, because if I were to see anything Eagles or anything Philadelphia related, I would spit in your face right about now.
So, oh, damn. That
hey,
hurts.
What team do you like? Are you a Giants hurts, fan?
Me? No. Yeah. Jesus, no, I'm not a Giants. No. Jeez, get out of here.
Why do you hate the Eagles?
Washington football team?
He looks like
if you want to talk what's my team, I mean, listen, my team has sucked for years without a fucking quarterback. My last good quarterback was Paul Dan Marino. Anything after that, we haven't
Miami
had
Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
So why do you hate the Eagles then?
One.
Huh?
Why do you hate the Eagles then?
I don't know. Any team from Philadelphia, they're just garbage. I can't stand them.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
They're just as bad as teams from Boston. I mean, people from Boston, they're a bunch of assholes.
They hell yeah. Go New York for life.
We just lost all of our Boston listeners.
Yeah, we just did.
Non-Voltron, Chris. We had...
Non-Voltron!
We had Dante Culpepper for a couple seasons.
Oh,
yeah.
Culpepper. And Chad Pennington brought us to the playoffs.
Yes, that's true, though.
But did
that's
you have true. Carson Palmer is the question.
Chad Pennington.
Ooh.
And Ryan Tannehill is a hell of a quarterback. We just didn't have anything for him here.
You guys need a good backup quarterback.
Let me tell you something about Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill was an A-minus quarterback. He just did not have any targets for him.
Yep. Yeah.
No running game. No passing game. A shitty offensive line that could not protect him for shit.
Look what he did in Tennessee. I mean, he's
exactly he that's what I'm out saying.
I know. I agree.
I'm true about a lot of people leaving Miami, though.
Did it switch from like a sports show?
Yes.
Where yeah, pretty
this
much.
Is now the, this is now the Dolphins Journey podcast.
All right, guys.
No talk of Eagles around here.
Yeah,
none.
Yeah.
All no right, Philadelphia team.
Hey,
I agree,
hey,
man.
Hey.
They're the worst. I mean, really, let's just talk about this for a second, okay? I talked about it with Chris many of times, right? Who throws snowballs at Santa? Terrible fans.
he wasn't a real Santa. It wasn't snowballs. It was batteries.
Batteries. Here's some C batteries. There you go.
We polished up the story. We polished up the story and said snowballs. It was batteries.
Yeah. They did make for a good movie, Invincible, starring
I met
Marky
him.
Mark.
Talking about the cartoon on Amazon.
Wow.
I met Vince Papale. Great guy.
Did you really?
Yeah, a couple times. He was in Cherry Hill.
Really?
Whoa!
I really like that movie, by the way.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. Like, he's actually like as genuine as he is in the movie.
So you go out and see him when he picks up your garbage.
All right, guys, let's jump into it. Bend the Bowel will be the newest quick service option starting today at Universal City Walk.
The what?
Huh? Bend the Bowel.
Is that the new taco place replacing like Asian fusion or something?
You're talking about Taco Bell, right?
No, not Taco. No, not Taco Bell. No. So we have a place here in Orlando. It's called Bao King, which they serve like different Asian cuisine, Asian fusion.
I thought you were talking about what my wife calls me when I'm done in the bathroom.
I know, man. That's I'm confused. What kind of restaurant's named the Bao King? I don't want to go there.
But so Bend the Bowel is going to be the newest quick service option at City Walk. several attractions will be reopening back up at Disneyland theme park. Here are the changes that has happened at Disneyland. So far, face coverings will no longer be required for vaccinated guests. And social distancing will not be enforced.
Yeah, that was just announced today, correct, Remy?
Yep, it was just announced Disney? Today. Yeah. Yep.
Big news.
So does that mean you'll get stopped and people are like, can I see your papers?
No.
No, not at all.
All they're going to do, is be like, are you vaccinated? And people are going to be like, yes, and that's it. That's all you need.
That's it.
Alex, I've said this before. I don't think you were on this week. If you have any doubts and you need to know who's vaccinated or not, just ask them who won the election. You'll get your answer.
Oh. Damn.
Also, if they're wearing Crocs, that's another giveaway too.
We're very holistic people, so we don't need the vaccine.
So the attractions that will be opening back up are Animation Academy, Golden Zephyr, Sleeping Beauty Castle, where you, the pathway, you can walk through it.
I feel like those first two, like Disneyland is stuck in Middle Earth.
No shit. Yeah. Seriously. Yes, they are.
Zyborg. What?
Zephyr.
Zephyr. Oh, my bad.
Oh, I got that laptop. The Zephyr laptop?
Zephyr.
I do.
I got that water. You know, Zephyr Hills?
Zephyr Hills.
That's funny.
Sorcerer's Workshop, Davy Crockett's Explore Canoes, Buzz Lightyear Astro
What is
Blasters.
It, like summer camp at Disneyland?
They got they got canoes.
And rifle shooting?
I guess so. Redwood Creek Challenge, and of course...
Oh my god.
And of course, their Jungle Cruise will reopen back up on July 15th with new scenes.
After they remove all the racial connotations.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes.
Let's see here.
Because Disney couldn't get any worse by shutting down Splash Mountain because apparently to them, Splash Mountain's backstory is racist.
Right.
Just according to them.
According to them, yes. So, yeah. Of course, guys, we just found out that Disneyland is doing, you know, their mask, removing the mask and stuff like for face coverings, removing... for vaccinated guests. Yeah, the parks here in Florida are doing the exact same thing. So, same thing with the mask policy. Disney is now dropping their indoor mask mandate policy for vaccinated guests. Disney has also stated that we accept guests who are not fully vaccinated to continue wearing face coverings in all indoor locations. So
that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen at all. Yeah.
Remy, I know that they announced today or yesterday that Universal is now going to be back at full capacity. Like they're done with part of the capacity.
I heard that.
Has Disney made an announcement yet?
The one that I heard was the only one in Disneyland is going to full capacity, not the one here in Florida.
Okay.
So yeah. Magic Kingdom's distancing markers have been fully removed from most attractions.
Yo,
holy crap.
Remy's about to die. Oh my god.
Remy, put your mask on.
It's because they got rid of the guideline, the restrictions.
Yeah.
They got rid of it!
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom's distancing markers have been fully removed from most attractions. Not like, like Small World, Jungle Cruise, Haunted Mansion. They removed all of their fully marked distancing markers.
So that's good. I mean, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, COVID's over.
COVID's done. Yeah,
it doesn't matter anymore.
It's off, it's gone.
Construction.
Well, it was fake the whole time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fake, yes.
It was a liberal hoax. Dirty Democrats.
Damn liberals. Construction.
So this show went from to a sports show.
Yeah, we're going into political. Yeah. When do you guys want to start talking about religion?
Remy, how much money do you make annually?
I gotta think. Construction.
That was just a joke.
He's like
crunching numbers.
Maybe I am a billionaire from the show Billions, and I'm taking over the stock markets.
If you were a billionaire, we would not be on your podcast.
No, you guys will still be on the podcast, and we'll actually have our very own recording studio.
If we were on his podcast, if he was a billionaire, it would be his charity write-off.
Construction has just begun at Epcot for Moana's newest attraction.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, the water thing. The water attraction.
The water attraction, yep. Let's see.
Wait, I hold on. Stop. I've missed something. Epcot is building a Moana attraction?
Yeah, yeah, so it's like a water show thing.
It's like a waterfall or something. It's
you listen to our show, Scott?
I know that. I don't even like Epcot.
where is it? Did you guys talk? I haven't finished today's episode.
We talked about it multiple times.
We talked about it multiple times. I was just joking.
Oh. But where's it going?
Epcot. Just said it.
Huh?
Epcot. Yeah, but where in Epcot?
I think it's going to be, you know what a butterfly garden's at usually?
Yes.
I think it's going to be in that area, I think.
So is it like just kind of a fountain show or is it an indoor show?
It's
kind of
like a walkthrough. You walk through it and like water, you interact with the water.
So basically that's not a true attraction. That's basically like something you
walk through. It's a wall. It's a wall with water.
So basically they're taking the chasing fountains from in front of Imagination.
I was just going to say that.
And slapping a swirl on
like where the what is it again?
It's back by Nemo, where the Nemo he and friends is. Okay. It's going to be a permanent attraction.
There you go, Remy.
It's gonna be by Nemo.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. Mattel theme park is coming to Arizona, complete with a Hot Wheels roller coaster.
Oh, that's awesome!
I thought they went out of business,
but. I feel like they shouldn't make their own park. They should.
Like they should have made that park like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
They kind of missed the ball.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have
Fisher Price is gonna be coming out with my first theme park in 10 years.
So we're gonna.
They're gonna have a Cabbage Patch little ride there too. So hold on to your butts for that one.
Oh, right across the street on the other side of the tracks, it's gonna be the Garbage Pail Kids.
So a Hot Wheels.
Hold on. Chris is very confused. Chris, back in the 80s, the Garbage Pail Kids came out to kind of make fun of the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yep.
Was that why they were created?
Well, I guess.
One of the reasons why.
And they were like trading cards.
Yeah.
And they had
trading
like
cards used to be a physical thing you'd hold.
Yeah.
It wasn't a digital entity on your cellular device?
No. And we actually use real currency, not cryptocurrency. So are you caught up now? And then I think
here's the thing about those cards though. I mean, have you seen the face value on a mint condition set on one of those cards?
A lot. It's a lot for a lot of money.
It's a lot.
I had a bunch of Garbage Pail Kids, but the cards were like all, they were stickers.
Wait, when you bought these, how much Bitcoin did you pay for them?
I have no idea, but it was like a pack was like 10 cents.
Which now would be like $1.30, right?
Exactly, yeah. I remember buying basketball cards, NBA Hoops 1990 for 49 cents a pack.
Oh my God.
Whoa. NBA Hoops cards now are probably what, $2-3 a pack?
Yeah.
Roughly, yeah.
I mean, just look back in the early 90s when Upper Deck, like baseball cards or Tops was like the shit. Like they were like 39, 40 cents. And now you're looking at about $2 a pack and you're getting five or six cards in there. I mean,
and it doesn't even come with any gum anymore.
Nope.
No. It doesn't even come with any tobacco anymore.
Chris, let me explain this to you because you're young. Back in the day, baseball cards used to have a stick of gum in them.
I have packs with gum in it from back in the day. It's glass.
There are a lot of packs that exist that still have the gum in them because people didn't open the packs.
The gum sucks. Oh, I do not advise.
Oh, it was
it
awful.
Today.
It was awful if it was brand new.
can you guys imagine if
you know how gross that is? It's pretty gross. Think about it.
Yes,
yeah. Can you guys imagine if you guys get a new, you know, set of baseball cards, inside the pack is that terrible gum called Fruit Stripe?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
zebra?
But Fruit Stripe was at least had flavor for about 3.5 seconds.
Yeah.
The gum from the baseball cards like was so stale and so like stiff. It would like break apart as you're like, you know, like when you put a stick of gum in your mouth and it like kind of does that nice fold and all that.
Yeah.
This would like break apart. It was so gross.
Ew. So like a watery down cracker, in a way.
No, not whoa, watered down. Like.
Bubble tape.
All right, so we've completely derailed the theme park news. All right,
so a Hot Wheels roller coaster and a Thomas the Tank Engine attractions is planned alongside Crystal Lagoon's Island Resort, a massive water park flanked by hotels, restaurants, and entertainment in Glendale Sports and Entertainment District. The estimated breakpoint will be heading towards 2023.
Flanked?
Yeah, like just
hotels around.
Out,
it is weird
hotels.
Wording for like hotels around a property. That, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, the way that Remy's going, he may have just misread the word surround.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. Disney is finally bringing back a fan dish at Ohana. They're bringing back the noodles.
Yeah. Was it ever gone? I mean, it came out one day, they're gone, and then the next day, like, oh, they're back.
Yep. Hey, there you go. Yep. Let's see here. Walt Disney World is bringing back fireworks on July 1st.
My dogs are going to love that.
They're bringing back.
You don't live close enough to Disney World to hear them.
Joe, I want you to spend the night at my house one night, okay? And I want you to hang out with the dogs when they hear the fucking fireworks. Yeah,
they're like, you live like 40 minutes away from there, right?
No, I don't. I live like 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
No, when I was working in the iDrive area and I would come home from work, if I timed it right, well, first of all, when I'm exiting off the turnpike onto the 429, I can see the spaceship Earth in the distance during the day. And then I can see the fireworks as I'm driving home. But yeah, I definitely can hear the fireworks. That was the beauty part of the pandemic is my dogs actually, you know, didn't start barking at 9, 10 o'clock at night.
That's an even trade,
probably, you know, this death and destruction for a little peace and quiet, right?
So guys, I got some very, 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 very horrible news, but this is something that we are going to be fighting about. So if you guys hear that ding, ding, ding sound, we are going to talk about this because this is something that I've just read and I'm like, why the fuck are you charging these guests for something that you've been giving up for free for many, 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 many years? All right. So it says here, Disney may soon charge for something has been giving away for decades. Oh boy.
Jeez. Oh my gosh.
They're giving away dogs! They're giving away dogs!
So this certain Disney item has been giving away for decades. You guys wanna take a guess on what that might be?
Water.
I'll go get it.
Water?
So they've been giving, okay, so something that Disney has been giving away for.
Oh my gosh.
What's happening?
Are your dogs fighting?
The dogs are fighting, yes.
Michael Vick over here.
How many dogs you got?
We're in a dog fighting ring.
No, don't bring that man's name up over here. Don't do that shit. Don't do that shit. As much as I hate Michael Vick, don't ever mention that name anywhere in this podcast ever again, all right?
No, oh, boy.
What about Marcus? Do we feel the same way about Marcus Vic?
That's his brother, right?
That's his brother.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Okay,
so Vic's vapor up.
Oh my gosh.
How about Victoria's Secret?
Hey. Oh. All right.
I was nervous to watch Victoria's Secret until I pictured everybody with their clothes off.
All right. Good. So
you got a picture with the clothes on.
So something that Disney's been giving away
for decades.
Now they're charging.
Parking?
Blankets.
Birthday buttons.
No, that's a good guess. That was a good
blankets.
Guess.
That was a good guess. Oh. Yeah, and at the resort, you get free blankets.
Hey, that's cool.
Magic bands for the hotel guests?
No, none of the magic bands. All right, so fast passes.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to do a lightning pass.
I'd pay a premium. I would pay a premium.
So would I.
Yeah, they're
what is it again?
getting a free Magic Band when you renew.
Oh, okay.
They're not. Disney Properties is going to get rid of the free Fast Pass. Now it's Lightning Pass.
Lightning Pass.
Where it's a purchase, just like Universal with the Express Passes.
The Express Pass at Universal is worth its weight in gold.
Oh, for sure it is. For sure it is.
But what are they going to do for annual pass holders?
You get a discount on buying it?
I guess
that's not to buy it every time I go to the park. Like if they were to go ahead and add a package to the annual pass holder package, I would pay like an extra however much money I need to pay.
But you guys,
So would I. I'll tell you what. I love this. I love this because if I'm not staying in a hotel, because hotel guests get the first crack at FastPass,
right?
Correct?
First come, first serve. Yes.
So if I'm not staying in a hotel and I have a day that I'm going, all the good rides are taken. Until I can go on like 10 days out, but like they're all gone. I love this because when I go to Universal during certain times of the year and with certain like when my daughter's coming into town, so we'll go to Universal one day and I'll probably get the Express Pass that day just because it's worth it. And yeah. I would and having the ability to choose to purchase that pass is awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that Disney is going to sell it.
They have it in Disneyland already. That's what they have over there. Yeah, they don't have
I think it's brilliant.
I think it's great, too.
I think the only thing that's not worth buying is an Express Pass for Halloween Horror Nights. I mean, my God, have you seen the price on one of those passes?
How much they're more expensive than the
they
ticket.
They are.
Pretty much, yeah. It is. It's not worth it.
I disagree completely. And I think we talked about this last week, but like, if you go to Horror Nights and don't have the Express Pass, you may get to see one or two of the houses.
Right.
We had the September pass last year, and so we could go any day during the month of September, and it also had the Express Pass with it. But every single night we went, we got to see all 10 houses.
That's
you can't
so cool.
You can't see all 10 houses without Express.
No, or this yeah, will, but or this
even,
will
even
be
though
right
with
here.
The wait times of 110 minutes, 85 minutes, and even the Express Pass line is still pretty packed in there too. I mean,
right?
30
you
minutes.
You still got usually. To see all those 10 houses in one night.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, I do not go to Horror Nights on a Friday or Saturday night.
No, God, no, that's the wrong time to go.
And then we were going during September. We went probably five or six times during the month of September. Because
went during the middle of the week. You didn't go during peak
hell yeah.
or weekend, so
correct. All right. Correct.
Yeah. So guys, Disney right now is determining on how to charge guests for fast passes, and like we said on this program, I think it's going to be a good idea mostly from all of us, so that's cool. But Universal plans to open Epic Universe in a couple of years, and they're aiming for 2023.
I thought that got put, because that was the original date was 2023.
Was it really? So far?
The original
I thought it got changed to 2024 because of the pandemic.
Well,
delays.
the original year was 2025, so they pushed it to they're trying to push it for 2023 instead.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, guys. So I asked you guys for your birth year. So I'm gonna do something fun to you guys. This is something that I want to talk to you guys about. So the reason why I asked you guys for your birth year is because I'm gonna tell you guys how much a pass would have cost you
to get
into Disney World. All right. So for me,
great. I don't even think Disney was open when I was born.
So for me, I was born in 89, and my ticket price would have been $29.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Jason.
So cost adjusted in 2021 inflation would be $61.31.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Are you ready for your ticket price?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a guess?
Sure. I'm gonna say $40.
Ooh, Scott. Do you want to take a guess of Joe's ticket price?
Joe, what year was Joe born?
82. Best year ever.
82. And then in 89, they were $25?
Yeah, $29.
$29. So 1982.
Oh, I was way off.
I'm gonna say they were $20.
Alex, want to take a guess of his?
23.
How about Chris? You want to take a guess of his?
I don't even know what a Disney ticket is today.
It's like $120.
Is it? Yeah. So 1989, I'm going to say $50.
And how about Megatron? Want to take a guess?
I'm going to say about $35.
Okay, so let's see. Joe's ticket price, since he was born in 82, his ticket would have cost him $15.
Oh, wow.
Wow, it went up that much in 9 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Ellie.
We got to think about it. Like,
seven years.
You got to think about it, though. Like, in the 90s is when Disney started getting really popular again.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Alex, so you give me your year. And
88.
Your year was 88, same as my good friend JD. His year is 88 as well. So how much did your thing cost? Your ticket cost for you?
What was yours again, Remy?
Mine was $29, and that was in 89.
Right, so I'd probably say it's close to 29, so maybe 30, 31.
Okay, so your ticket would have been $28.
It would have been cheaper.
Oh, duh, backwards.
So yeah, so yours would have been $28.
I really just raised it a dollar.
That's so crazy, yeah. Because from Joe's 1982 to Remy's 1989, 7 years, it went up $14. No. Yeah, $14,
roughly,
right?
Yeah, roughly.
So it was $15 in 1982.
Yep.
And went up to $29.
Yep.
Up $14 in 7 years.
Yeah. All right.
That's crazy.
All right, Megatron, so you gave me your year, which your year was 81, right?
That's the best year in the 80s.
All right.
Hands down. Going.
All right. How much do you think your ticket?
The cocaine was flowing back
then. How much do you
think? What'd you say?
That's when the cocaine was flowing back in the 80s.
Bro, that cocaine back in the day was dirt cheap. 8 balls were not even worth what they are now. It was like super fucking cheap back in the day. Anyway.
I don't know if we can legally call ourselves Diz anything anymore.
No, we can't. No, we're done. We are done. All right, Megatron, so you gave me your year, which was 81. How much do you think your ticket cost back in that year?
God, I would say about $20-some. That, I don't know.
You ready? $20-some. You ready for this?
Yeah.
$9.50.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, so we went
1981.
Up.
Holy shit.
So yeah. In 1 year, it went up $6 because Joe's year, 1982, was 15. Chris, non-Voltron Chris, his birthday was 1981. So 1 year earlier, went up $6.
Jesus.
That's
crazy.
All right, Scott, ready for yours?
Yeah. All right. 1979.
All right, buddy, you ready? Want to take a guess on yours, man?
1979. I'm going to say, non-Voltron Chris was $9.50.
Yeah.
And I'm 2 years older. I'm going to say $6.25.
$7.
Wow. That was pretty close.
All right. And finally, we got Chris on the list. All right, Chris. You ready for yours?
Voltron.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know you were talking to me.
Mr. Voltron, are you ready, sir? You give me your year, which is 95. You ready for your
Jesus Christ
for your ticket price, sir?
All right, I'm gonna guess $50.
Ooh, you ready?
Yes.
$37.
Wow. Hey, M.
When did it jump to over 100?
Okay, so there's a reason that it jumped to over 100. This is what y'all are failing to account for, that the reason admission was so cheap was because you used to have to buy tickets to ride the rides. That's why.
Yeah.
And then back in the early, back in the 80s, the mid 80s, maybe 84, 85, no, I take it back. Maybe the early 90s, but somewhere in the 80s, Disney made the decision to stop the tickets and just charge one big price. I think it was the early 90s, and charge one big all-inclusive price to pay. And so you didn't have to pay for to individually ride the ride and for admission.
Right. There you go. That's right, pretty cool.
So, hey, Scott, I'm actually going to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you something about your year. So,
It was a long time ago.
It's a long time ago. So, the price to enter to Disney World hit the $7 mark, but that wasn't the big news. That same year, the Orlando Sentinel reported that workers finally broke ground on Epcot Center, and homage to science and discovery that thrills fans to this day.
Nice, nice.
And your cost adjusted inflation will be $25.19.
Wow.
That is crazy. I mean, that is like crazy. Joe, what about you? What was your year again?
My year was 1945.
No.
1982.
All right, 82. So, 82. In 1982, double prices increases appeared once again. The first in June and then in September. After adjusting for inflation, prices rose from the high $20 range in 1981 to the $40 range by 1983. That was also the year when Disney introduced its annual pass program.
So, do you have all this information because you're watching Billionaires talking about like inflation and stuff?
No, I am not. But
Remy's gonna start using words like perpetuity.
All right. So for your year, so for your inflation would be $40.46.
Who's inflation?
It's for Joe.
Oh, okay.
So his inflation would have been $40.46. So now we're going to go to the 90s. So we're going to go to Chris. So
Remy called me in the middle of the night. I kid you not, at 3 in the morning. And I answer, he goes, I'm really concerned about the economic climate at these upheaval of the housing market. I was like, I hung up instantly.
There you go. And that's
Remy called me. He said, hey, are you happy with your portfolio?
See, this guy moves some money around.
I just got a text from him the other night saying, can I get some advice from Charles Schwab? And I said, yeah, I can't. I sure. Can you my guy. I got a business card for him. I'll call you up in a little bit.
There you go.
That was at around 2 o'clock in the morning. He had nothing better to do than say, hey, who's your thought?
I'm bored.
Well, Remy, do you Charles sleep, Schwab? Remy? Do you sleep?
I barely sleep.
Nothing he does.
I barely sleep.
I'm glad he got into this finance stuff, though, because he used to just call me in the middle of the night and just breathe. That was getting a little old. So.
All right, Chris. So for you, Voltron, on April Fool's Day in 1985, Disney World thrilled and chilled visitors with the grand opening of Blizzard Beach Water Park. So that's
worst water park ever.
Yes, and we'll get that. We'll get to that on
that thing.
On
will hurt your eyes.
Episode.
Do the water parks put Band-Aids in the water before? Because
oh my gosh.
They pre-band-aid it.
His podcast needs to do the history of cornea damage from Blizzard Beach.
Oh my gosh! All right, so Voltron, your inflation would be roughly $64.
Wow.
All right,
is that a guesstimate or is that an actual fact number?
No, it's an actual fact number, sir.
Okay, I'm just making sure that sometimes you do get your sources from China, your news sources and whatnot, so I figure, you know.
Listen, non-Voltron Chris. 83% of the time, Remy is not making up a statistic.
No, I am not, damn it. I am not.
Are you sure about that?
All right, and finally we got, who am I missing? Oh, I'm missing Alex. All right, so Alex, your inflation would be... Let's see, 88, where are you? Let's see here. Come on. And, all right, here we go. 1988, the year 1988 introduced one of the many reasons for travelers to visit Florida, the opening of the iconic Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, which is noted by Disney as the park's flagship resort. The deluxe accommodations have woed crowds since June of that year and even received receive a 4-diamond rating from Travel Association, which is AAA, which it maintains in 2021.
Hold on. They wowed crowds?
They wowed the crowd.
Wowed crowds.
Alex, your inflation would be $63.
All right. Are we jumping back and forth between like inflation and the Grand Floridian?
I'm so confused on what's going on right now.
I know,
right? It was a little history,
okay? I listen to buzzwords that I can jump in on.
It was just a little history, okay? I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, so, and the last couple things I have for, I have two more things on here for our theme park news. Jack the Clown is coming back to Halloween Horror Nights.
Which means they couldn't come up with a better icon this year.
I thought the icon this year was going to just be Beetlejuice. I thought he would
Wait, Jack?
Nah, that's just the main house.
I know it's the main house, but you cannot see Beetlejuice as, you know, the icon of Halloween Horror Nights.
No. For as much as you want to, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
What's not going to happen?
He wants to see Beetlejuice to be the front runner of Halloween Horror Nights. I mean,
no, they'd have to pay way too much money to. I think it Warner Brothers that owns Beetlejuice?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I heard it's be Spider-Man this year.
Just emo Tobey Maguire.
Yeah,
that's funny. Jack the Clown is returning to Halloween Horror Nights this year, so I guess a certain friend of mine.
Look how disappointed you look when you say it. It's like, oh well, I guess Jack is coming this year. It's not gonna be Beetlejuice.
I know. I'm sorry.
Do you want a tissue? Do you want a tissue box so you can wipe those tears off your face?
No, because
or should I get it for you on Thursday?
Because I want to know something. If he's returning, does that mean we could see another Carnival of Carnage?
No, I just think that they didn't have time to come up with a new icon.
The story, yeah.
No, because it's the 30th anniversary of the park and Halloween Horror Nights. Because they didn't get to have it last year, they're having it this year, and so they're bringing the icons back in celebration of the anniversary.
Oh, okay. That
so they're bringing all
then.
The icons
okay,
back.
Cool.
Yeah,
no, unfortunately, not all of them. Because they're not going to bring Jack's brother Eddie back, which would have been a really, really good addition.
That would be
really
cool.
You really only saw him for like a year or two.
And Eddie, we really didn't see. Eddie was supposed to be the icon in 2001. But because of September 11th and the scaled back Halloween Horror Nights,
yeah,
they changed the names of all the houses. And instead, because there was supposed to be, Jack was going to be the icon for the first half of that run. And then Eddie and Jack were going to get into this huge war in the middle of the run, and Eddie was going to take on the rest of the thing.
That is pretty. That would be a great turnout. I mean, I would go to that year and see Eddie just being Eddie at Halloween Horror Nights.
But this is my question: is okay? So this is Universal's turning 31 this year, which means that this should be Halloween Horror Nights 30. Because
right.
They didn't have Horror Nights the first year.
Right.
They did have Halloween Horror Nights the very first year, but it was only held on Halloween, and it wasn't called Halloween Horror Nights until the following year. But technically, yes, they did have it the first year.
I stand corrected. So if this is the anniversary year, why Jack? Because Jack wasn't the original icon.
Exactly. Jack
That's
wasn't.
Right.
You're right.
So who was?
So who was the original icon? It was this little goblin that pulled the eyeball up.
Oh,
I don't know. Is that they didn't really have it. They had one house. It was People Under the Stairs was the first.
Yeah.
Is that clown's last name Meowth?
That note.
Oh.
Well, let's hear a shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah.
Viagra.
or Zephyr Hills Water.
Blue Chew now.
Oh, it's true.
Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge will be reopening back up to the public on August 26th.
What?
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 That's cool. Good.
Yeah, it's cool. Beauty and the Beast stage show at Disney's Hollywood Studios is now casting for the return of their stage show at the theme park.
Why won't they just cast the people who they got rid of?
I don't know what they're doing.
So hold up. Here's the thing. In the hospitality industry, this pandemic wasn't like the worst thing in the world because they got to get rid of all the employees that they couldn't fire because they were just crappy employees, but they didn't do anything bad enough to fire them. Now they don't have to bring them back.
That's true.
Okay.
And finally, Raptor Juice is now available on Universal property because it's one of the newest drinks at Universal property because of Velocity.
Well, I've been drinking
Velocity
that for
Coaster.
Years.
I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, I can't wait to try it out when I go back to, when non-Voltron and I go back to Universal Studios, we'll do a little YouTube video of the Raptor Juice. So it'll be pretty cool to check it out for everybody.
Pour it all over yourself. See if it will disguise yourself from the Raptors.
See if we glow. Glow in the dark. Glow, my beauties.
Well, so, Remy, now that you say so far all of your news is up, right? But you're still forgetting one main thing.
Oh, yeah. So, non-Voltron, you have the list of the Food and Wine Fest that's going to be happening at Epcot.
In July.
That's crazy. Too soon.
Every year they always open that up by the end of August, entering September. Now let's just push it back to July, all the way through the first week of November.
Yeah.
Christ Almighty, like, come on. Like, I get it, it's fucking great. The food's good, the fucking alcohol is fucking great, but how far do you gotta push the envelope?
I prefer Flower and Garden. I think Flower and Garden has better food and better beverages.
That's agree to disagree, but
fair enough.
Come on, duke it out. I want to see this.
Why?
It's quarter after 10 at night. I have no fight left in me.
Alright guys, well, you know what, want to give a shout out to both of our sponsors. Guys, if you guys mentioned Remy's Roundtable at Pom Poms over by Bumby Plaza, you guys will get a 15% off discount. So mention our name and you guys will get that lovely 15% off discount at Pom Poms. If you guys head on over to the Thirsty Topher over by the Mills District area, you guys will get an additional 15% off discount off your bar tab. So who can I say no to food at Pom Poms and an ice cold beer at Thirsty Topher?
And also, don't forget our other sponsor, too, that Voltron Chris mentioned, too. We'd like to give a shout-out to Viagra and Cialis for being a sponsor of our program. And yes, right, Chris? Yes?
You know it. I've taken both before the podcast. It's getting up to the four-hour mark that they say in the commercials. I'm going to have to make a call after this ends.
And also, we'd like to give a shout-out to our other sponsor, Zephyr Hills Water.
Oh my god.
French.
All right.
Check out No New Friends Podcast, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Well, guys, that is it for our program. So, on behalf of.
I like how that pause just came out of nowhere. It's just dead silence, and then you start talking right away. It's like.
This is,
okay, go ahead. End the damn show.
All right, fine. I will. Guys, this has been Diz Journey on Remy's Roundtable. On the behalf of myself, my name is Remy. We got Alex, Joe, Chris, Scott, and Voltron. Guys, thank you so much for listening to Diz Journey on Remy's Roundtable right here on Spotify. We'll see everybody next week.
Peace.
Smoke weed every day.